Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. First intermission, and we're scoreless between D.C. Everest and Merrill. It seemed in real time that the Evergreens had the better scoring opportunities. They did get more shots on goal. They outshot the Merrill Blue Jays 11-6, and Carlo Corbani at times was under duress. Evergreens, again, I thought had just a couple of passes and a couple of centering opportunities that didn't quite have connections that went along with them, and that's why the Evergreens were unable to get a goal in that first period. Let's take a look at our Valley Conference standings, because things have certainly tightened up with Wausau West losing earlier this week to Wisconsin Rapids. Warriors are still in first place. They have 18 points and are 9-1 in conference, but Wisconsin Rapids right behind. They're 8-2 in Valley play and have 16 points. And again, the Evergreens hold a win over Wisconsin Rapids 5-4 in overtime from last month. Stevens Point is in third place, 6-3-1 in conference play, 13 points. And the Evergreens are going to finish in fourth in the Valley, regardless of what happens tonight. The Evergreens are 5-5 in Valley Conference play, so a win over the Blue Jays will put them above 500, and the Evergreens are at 11-10 overall. Wausau East, 2-7-1, is in fifth place. These Merrill Blue Jays moved out of the cellar and into sixth place with a win over Marshfield back on Tuesday night. Merrill is 1-4-0 in conference play, and the Marshfield Tigers are in last place. Marshfield, not so good this year, 1-10-0, and the Tigers are 4-17-1 overall. Let's preview what's going to be a busy 24 hours for the D.C. Everest Athletic Department, because the hockey team is back in action tomorrow, and there's also a boys and girls doubleheader in basketball. So that puts us in one of those situations where you have to choose one or the other, and of course the choice, when you have the chance to get two games on the air instead of one, you've got to pick basketball. So let's preview what's coming up tomorrow night at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. The boys basketball game will be first against Wausau West, scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip. We'll be on air at 5:45. Should the Evergreen boys win that game against West, and you'd have to say they'd be favored because they were 29-point winners over the Warriors earlier in the year, well, then the Evergreens would wrap up their season on a three-game winning streak with just one more game left next week against Spash. The big game, the game that we'll all be looking forward to on Valentine's Day night, tomorrow night, will be the D.C. Everest girls against Wausau West. If the girls win that game, and again, it's the second game of the doubleheader, if the girls win, they become Valley Conference champions. They have only one loss in league play, and they took care of their business with a win on Tuesday night against the Merrill Blue Jays, 55-44 in Merrill. So the girls having a great season, and we look forward to seeing them tomorrow night. So a boys and girls basketball doubleheader starting at 5:45 tomorrow on Fox Sports Radio. The hockey team right across the hallway, they'll be in action too at Green Heck Fieldhouse, and out of conference foe West Salem, their final regular season game of the year. So the Evergreens, again, if they win here, they get themselves in fourth place, but they guarantee themselves an above 500 finish. Teams coming back on the ice will drop the puck for the second period scoreless. 0-0 Merrill and D.C. Everest. Second period starts when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Green Heck. Merrill is out on the ice, and D.C. Everest is not. Means we're going to have a brief delay here before the puck drops for the second period. Wonder what Coach Dan Van Slyke's message might be to his team that he's been keeping them there so far. Maybe it's just a message of perseverance. The Evergreens outshot Merrill almost 2-1 in the first period, but don't have any goals to show for it. So you want to make sure that your team keeps putting forth the same level of effort, particularly when you think you've outplayed your opponent but still haven't established that lead. D.C. Everest Hockey is brought to you by Tulusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Tulusti and Kennedy represents Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Here come the Evergreens hustling out. Evergreens in the home white sweaters, black breezers, yellow letters and green trim. Merrill in their road uniforms looks to me like a little of the New York Rangers of my youth. Merrill's in diagonal across the letters. Solid blue jerseys, blue breezers, red numbers, white trim. Carlo Carbani, the Merrill goalie, has been up to the test so far. Gather at the center circle, Chris Babiarz to take the draw for the Evergreens, and it comes back, and D.C. Everest controls along the near boards. Put in by Avery Allard, slides it right behind the net. Michael Moe is waiting there. Moe in the corner, goes back around. Avery Allard fights to keep it in. Allard took a big hit along those boards. Michael Moe is behind the net. Now come to Babiarz. Babiarz pass back out to the blue line. Alex Degner could not control it. Evergreens put it back in. Merrill takes it away. Merrill slides it into the corner. That's really not a good pass for Michael Baumann. Tried to hit a teammate there and instead was well off target. It's behind the Merrill net. Behind the Evergreens net, rather, and the Evergreens take it away. A Merrill defender sends it high off the plexiglass. Matt Ludwig sent it back in. It's in the corner. Ludwig tries to hold it in at the blue line and just barely does. Nope, Evergreens coming back out along the near boards. Avery Allard goes cross ice. Evergreens will get a change here. Get an early change just a minute into the second period. Still scoreless, Evergreens and Blue Jays. They played nothing but 5-on-5 hockey. No penalties called here tonight. Puck's free at the red line. Along the near boards, Merrill comes away with it. Justin Valentin. Valentin tried to get a shot on net. It was deflected by one of the Everest defenders. Behind the net now for Chris Sackman, trying a wraparound. This is loose in front for Merrill and finally cleared out of there. Alex Degner came over and helped out goalie Michael Moe, but for a moment that puck was loose in front. Merrill holds it in at the blue line. And now, again, close range, shot, glove, save by Michael Moe. Austin Behringer was pretty close to the net, didn't have a body on him, and boy, Merrill got a free whack at getting the first goal of this game. Michael Moe, much improved from his junior to his senior year. I think he's played better in the second half of the season than he was when this season started. Faceoff here is going to come to Moe's left. Ryan Marascu takes the draw for the Merrill Blue Jays. Evergreens control behind the net. Now Seth Jaglinski. Evergreens try a rush at center ice. Evergreens are onside here. Matthew Yonke carries it in. Now it's on the stick of Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk is behind the net. Evergreens try and go back out to the blue line. Here's a slap shot. Gets through off the pads of the goalie there. Austin Shiro cranked that one up. That was a pretty good scoring opportunity from long range back out of the blue line. Now we've got a whistle and a stoppage with a 15:08 to play. And we have a penalty coming up here against the Merrill Blue Jays. Evergreens will get the first power play opportunity of the night. Who are they taking? They're taking Ben Rasmussen. And we'll hear what the infraction is in a moment. It's a two-minute minor. Evergreens go up 5-on-4. Evergreens control the draw. Cross-checking was the call. Brady Burrell controls it. Now the Evergreens go back out to the blue line. Avery Allard. Allard puts it on goal. Had a man in front just wide. Michael Plaza couldn't get a stick on it. Evergreens try and hold the zone with the 5-on-4 advantage, and they do at the blue line. Coming cross-ice. Evergreens center again. Shot and a score! Brady Burrell! Brady Burrell got the centering pass of the Evergreens in a 5-on-4 power play. Make the Blue Jays pay and go up 1-0. So after a scoreless first period, 2.5 minutes in, the Evergreens break the ice on a 5-on-4 power play with 14:47 to play, 1-0. It's going to be an assist awarded there. We'll get the details on it in just a minute.
2:13 mark in that second period.
Puck's now behind the Evergreens net.
Brady Burrell
being announced as the goal scorer here. Nate Bruns will get an assist.
By number two, Avery Allard.
And Avery Allard will get an assist too. So Evergreens lead 1-0, and we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. Puck is out at the red line, center ice. Evergreens control it again. Here's Avery Allard. Allard shuttles it ahead for Michael Plaza. Plaza lost his sticks, but Babiarz tries to stick handle through. Poke checked from behind. The Evergreens are going to have another scoring opportunity there, trying to build on this 1-0 lead. Puck's now in the corner as Merrill looks to counterattack Kyle Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt checked hard into the boards by Alex Degner, and Grant Dennis takes the puck away. Dennis wraps around. Nope, left the puck behind. Back into the corner. Merrill tries and holds the zone. Brian Root now goes behind the net to Jaakko Halpin. Merrill trying to center there, but they don't have anyone in front. In fact, they get a partial change here. That's an unusual time for a change back behind the net. Evergreen send it out. It's going to be icing Michael Plaza got it out of there, sent it down. We'll have a stoppage with 13:24 to play. D.C. Everest Hockey brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile? See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Off the icing penalty, faceoff comes to Michael Moe's right. Evergreens control it. It goes into the corner for Derek Tomczyk. Evergreens try and clear it out. Merrill holds it in on the backhand side. Shot and a save. That was put on net from Brian Root. Michael Moe sticked it aside into the corner. Merrill controls. Now it's behind the net. They are looking to center. They've got a man in front of him. Michael Moe with a big save there. Jocko Halepain got the centering pass, and Michael Moe sticked it aside, protecting that far post. Pretty nice save there again. Merrill tries to stick handle through near the goal line. It is poke-checked away back into the corner. Good defense there. Matthew Yonke controls it for the Evergreens. Now D.C. Everest trying to make this one-goal lead stand up. Got to get it out of there. They do to center ice. Let's see if the Evergreens can outskate to the puck here. Seth Jaglinski going hard for it. Evergreens hold it in. Michael Plaza saves it at the goal line. Evergreens are going to save. Get a changeup here as they go behind the net. Seth Jaglinski tries to keep the puck alive, keep the zone alive. Nope, goes out to the red line. Evergreens go cross ice. Here's a nice pass to Brady Burrell. Burrell skating in, shot, and a save. Briefly loose in front. Baby Arce took a jab at it, and then the goalie Carlo Corbani got on top of it. On the initial shot, Corbani did not cover up that rebound. And Chris Babiarz saw that and tried to get his stick on it before Corbani lunged forward and then did cover up the second time. Faceoff here is going to come to Corbani's right. Evergreens control the faceoff into the corner with Michael Plaza. Plaza's behind the net. Now Babiarz. Babiarz thinking about a wraparound. Now tries to center near the goal line to Brady Burrell. Evergreens have the number one line out there to Plaza. That's Babiarz with a shot there that didn't get through cleanly. Deflects into the corner where Avery Allard fights for it. Evergreens didn't have anyone out of the blue line. The puck skates all the way out to center ice. Babiarz retreats. Evergreens now go ahead to Michael Plaza. Plaza is onside along with Brady Burrell, but the pass is a little bit long. Plaza sends it into the corner now, where Merrill defender is waiting for it. Nope, Evergreen's taken away. Plaza's got the puck, looked to center, and was a little bit wide there. He's looking for Babiarz. Evergreen's trying to hold it in at the blue line, hopped over the stick of Avery Allard. Alex Denger in the neutral zone sends it back in around the corner. 11:30 to play, second period. Evergreens 1, Merrill nothing. Evergreens skating in here. This is Sackman from close range. Shot and a save. Bryce Dively had to go off his stick. Dively had the puck a little bit out in front of him, so he couldn't quite get good wood on it. And Corbani was able to make that save. The Evergreens, if anything, have ratcheted up the pressure a little bit more here. They've had even more scoring opportunities. They got that goal on a power play. Brady Burrell lit the lamp for the Evergreens. It is 1-0, and the Evergreens control the faceoff here. Grant Dennis is behind the net now. The puck's in the corner where Merrill checks it clear, trying to get out of the zone. Dylan Heller. Heller gives it up at center ice. Puck's a little bit behind Chris Sackman. Sackman trying to control it in front of the Evergreens bench. And now Derek Tomczyk at center ice. Tomczyk has it on his stick. 3-on-3 if the Evergreens rush. Coming into the zone, Tomczyk, stick checked away from behind. Can't control it. Merrill comes back the other way. Taken away by D.C. Everest. Everest back in their own end. And there's a takeaway and stick checked away. For a moment, Michael Baumann looked like he was going to have a breakaway opportunity. Disrupting the opportunity, though, is Derek Tomczyk. Evergreens come back the other way. Shot on goal. That's a save. Sackman put it on net. Holding it back at the blue line is Derek Tomczyk. Goes behind the net where a Merrill defender is waiting. Tries to send it off the glass and does get it out of the zone. Goes all the way down. Wave off icing. Michael Moe waits for it in the corner. Moe sends it forward. Sends it all the way out to center ice. The Evergreens pass a little bit long for Grant Dennis. Evergreens come back the other way. It's loose and Bryce Dively has scored! Merrill was unable to clear it. Dively took the puck and skated in on goalie Carlos Corbani and scored. Beat him upper left side. That's an even strength goal, and the Evergreens are up 2-0. That goal came with 10:45 left in the second period. Evergreens 2, Merrill nothing. Probably going to get an assist credited there as well.
Number 20, Bryce Dively. Assist by number 1, Michael Moe.
Goalie Michael Moe, who started the sequence, gets credit for an assist. And the Evergreens have this 2-0 lead. So the hard work from the first period didn't produce any goals. The Evergreens have kept up that pressure, and they've been rewarded twice here in the second period. Back to live action and off the faceoff, Avery Allard has it to the Evergreens. Allard's along the near boards. Merrill trying to poke check this away and send it cross ice. Again, I think as the game goes on, it's likely, you know, Merrill's got such a shorter bench than DC Evers. He's got a whistle and a stoppage here. Merrill has such a shorter bench that it's going to be hard for the Blue Jays to come back. You get the feeling that by the third period, when they've done so much skating, legs may be a little wobbly and fatigue and conditioning may turn out to be a factor here. Evergreens get to rotate in a lot of lines, and Merrill does not have just that much personnel. Faceoff is going to come to Kurbani's left, and the Evergreens hold the zone. Evergreens looking for more here, 9:25 to play. It's Tomczyk shot just wide. It's behind the net. Nate Bruns fights for it there. Bruns looks to center. Stick checking there, and shot on goal, save, loose in front. Michael Plaza tried to get a stick on it. It is loose on the ice in the far corner. Merrill tries to clear it out. Chris Babiarz holds the zone for the Evergreens into the corner. Gave the goalie time to get back on his feet. He was out of position for a moment. Skates along the boards. Evergreens hold it in. Evergreens have numbers, and we got a takedown. We're going to have a penalty here against Merrill. The Evergreens will have another power play coming up. Puck is in the corner. Derek Tomczyk controlling, and the Evergreens have the goalie off now, so it's a 6-on-5 with a penalty coming. Still behind the net. Evergreens have Grant Dennis. Dennis looks to center out near the blue line, and he does. Now the puck skates over the blue line, out of the zone. Evergreens still hold it, so again, we still skate 6-on-5. We will have a penalty the next time the Merrill Blue Jays get the puck. And the Evergreens pass onside Michael Plaza. Plaza leaves it at the blue line for Derek Tomczyk. Now we've got a whistle and a stoppage. And the Evergreens up 2-0 are going to go on a 5-on-4 power play again. The gate to the sin bin swings open, and Ryan Marascu is going to take a seat there. We saw the takedown. Marascu pulled down one of the Evergreens players at the right-hand circle in the zone. Evergreens go on a power play for 2 minutes. Penalty is interference against Marascu. Here's a shot on goal, and it's a save. Nate Bruns put it on net. Puck goes behind the net, and Avery Allard gets it back out the blue line. 8 minutes to play. Allard centers in the front, backhand side, and a save. There is a good opportunity for Brady Burrell. Now Merrill gets it out of there, sends it all the way down the ice. 1:40 to play in the power play. 8 minutes to play in the second period. Evergreens with 2 goals in the second period, staking them to this 2-0 lead. Evergreens skate up. Here's Avery Allard. Allard, puck got a little bit ahead of him, taken away by Merrill. Merrill's looking to hold here, and Michael Bauman gives it back up. Evergreens will have a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Skating along the far boards is Brady Burrell. Burrell holds at the goal line, now goes back out to the slot, now over to the blue line, Avery Allard. Evergreens now to the slot on the other side. Nate Bruns circles around. Bruns goes back out to the blue line. 1 minute left in the power play. Avery Allard holds. Allard shot, traffic in front, loose in front. One of the Evergreens players taken down in front of the net, play on. Merrill is lucky it's not going to be a 5-on-3 here. Brady Burrell was on the doorstep, and he was pulled down just outside the crease. All right, play on with a 5-on-4. 45 seconds left in the power play. This puck is loose the other end. Short-handed shot, but just wide. Juuso Valentin, as the Evergreens for a moment were not on that puck, and Valentin skated in and launched it towards the net. Evergreens come back with 30 seconds left on the power play. Onside as they rush the zone, Grant Dennis. Dennis is near the goal line. Dennis stick handling, goes back out to the point and off the stick of Alex Dinger, and goes back out over the zone and to center ice. Evergreens have 20 seconds left. Try and get another rush here. Onside is Bryce Dively. Now goes into the corner. Evergreens have Chris Sackman there as well. It goes out to Matthew Yonke. Now goes out to the blue line, Alex Degner. Degner looking for a man in front. Grant Dennis was tied up. Still holding the zone, though, is Alex Degner. And now we are back at even strength, 5-on-5. So the Evergreens are 1 of 2 on the power play. And Merrill is able to kill that off. Not only that, and get a shorthanded pretty good shot on goal. 5-on-5, sliding it through the crease is Matthew Yonke. Couldn't quite hook up with teammate Grant Dennis. Now here's a shot on goal, loose in front. On the backhand side, shot saved by Matthew Yonke. And now back out from near, off the blocker, Alex Degner. Degner had what looked like a point-blank shot there. Degner still holds it at the blue line. Evergreens have a tough check along the boards. Degner tries to hold it in. Puck is loose at the blue line. Evergreens do hold the zone. Chris Sackman. Good pressure here, 5-on-5. Evergreens look to center. Avery Allard couldn't quite connect with Matthew Yonke. Shot on goal. Shot. Save. Yankee had it in front, and you know what? Pushing and shoving in the corner there. Yankee and one of the Merrill defenders tangled up there. Referee comes in and centers and separates them. Jocko Halpine involved in the altercation for the Blue Jays. Evergreens are going to get a new line out there. That's a good move when tempers are high. 2-0 with 5:41 to play. DC Everest Hockey brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Face-off comes to the goalie's right. Big hit along the boards. Evergreens go cross-ice to Chris Babiar. Slid it through the crease. Couldn't quite connect. Some of these Evergreens passes are a little bit off here. Who's looking for Michael Plaza in front, just out of stick range for Plaza. Now Merrill sends it out to center ice. Evergreens retreat. Nate Bruns is there. Just about 5 minutes left in the second period. Second period where the Evergreens have put some distance between themselves and the Blue Jays. Merrill controls the puck at center ice, trying to send it in. It's deflected. And into the corner, Nate Bruns behind his own net as the Evergreens will get a rush. Evergreens have had all the scoring opportunities here. Long cross-ice pass, too long. Icing's the call. Got a stoppage just under 5 minutes to play. DC Everest Hockey brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Goals from Brady Burrell and Bryce Dively. The Burrell goal came on a power play. Dively's tally came at even strength. 2-0. Faceoff here will come to Michael Moe's right, and a shot on goal off the faceoff. Michael Moe with a blocker save guarding the far post. Into the corner, Evergreens, a little long there. Would have had a 2-on-2. Instead, at center ice, Evergreens have to fight for it along the near board. Stick handling in is Bryce Dively. Dively taken down, lost control of the puck. Slides behind the net. Dively's back up right away. Puck again, loose in the corner. Now one of the Merrill players is unseated, goes into the boards. He kind of lost his skates on his own, fighting for it there. You know what? Play has gotten much more physical in the last couple of minutes. Here's a shot on goal from the blue line, Avery Allard, and a save. Carlo Corbani had to cover up, but I'm not really sure that Corbani knew that he had that for a minute. It was right in between Corbani's pads. Now he's got it in his glove there. I thought for a moment Corbani wasn't sure, did that get past me or not? Trying to look at his body language here. Face-off will come to Krabani's right. I will say this Merrill team is better than the team we saw a year ago at Merrill. So Merrill plays a modified Valley Conference schedule, so they play each team only once instead of twice. Last year we were up there. It was a game that the Evergreens won, and they didn't play any of their starters. Backup goalie last year, and just about all the JV getting a lot of ice time, and the Evergreens still managed to win. Evergreens are playing their regular varsity. The JV, I guess, will get a lot of playing time tomorrow in the game against West Salem. Off the faceoff, it goes behind the net. Avery Allard sends it there. Here's a shot on goal. Loose in front, and a score! Corbani did not cover up on that rebound, and Matthew Yonke took advantage and put it in. Yonke lights the lamp at 4:08 to play, and the Evergreens are up 3-0. Looks like the route's finally on. That was one of those save opportunities that Corbani did not cover up. And as that puck bounced free in front of him, the Evergreens took advantage. You can imagine we're going to have a couple of helpers awarded here. Seth Jaglinski is going to get credit for a save. Evergreens have outscored Merrill 3-0, and that is our score as we are now late in the second period. We'll have a preview of the WIAA playoffs. As you know, the playoff seedings came out from last weekend. We'll give you an idea of what lies ahead for these DC Everest Evergreens as they head into postseason play. That'll come up at our second intermission. Glad you're up late with us for DC Everest Hockey. There's a high check sent Seth Jaglinski high into the boards. He's back up to his feet. In fact, he's going to get himself off the ice here as Merrill sends it into the corner. Ryan Marascu fights for it there, and he is hit hard by Avery Allard applying the hurt. Both teams ratcheting it up here. And you know what? If you're the DC Everest Evergreens, you don't want to see any injuries here. You're up 3-0. Playoff hockey awaits. Centering pass in front and just wide. Austin Shiro put it on goal, and he had a man in front. He had Jaglinski on the doorstep. And again, goalie Carlo Cobani was out of position for a moment. Now one of the Merrill defenders has lost his stick. Now that's an Evergreen player that's lost his stick. DC Everest holds the zone, going cross ice for Avery Allard in the corner. Evergreen's control back to the blue line. Now send it back into the corner where Matthew Yonke fights for it. Now it's behind the net. Michael Plaza, under 3 minutes, slid it through the crease. No one's there. And Merrill sends it off the board, sends it all the way down. Bryce Shaluski sent it out of the zone. Icing. Both teams will get a stoppage with 2:43 to play, third period. DC Everest Hockey Tonight is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of DC Everest Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Come back down to a face-off Carboni's right-hand side. Chris Babiarz takes the draw, and Babiarz controls the puck. He's down near the goal line. He's now behind the net. Babiarz taken down. Play on. Merrill coming out. The Evergreens cannot hold the zone. At center ice, sent back in by Nate Bruns. Bruns wraps it around the ice. Bruns and Plaza fighting to hold it in. Plaza just took a hard and high hit. Merrill's got it, tries to get it out here, and there's a takedown behind. You know, there should be a penalty there. Brady Burrell just got whacked in the corner, trailing the play. Merrill's got a breakaway the other end, diving and stick checking away. There's a great defensive play by Nate Bruns. Bruns went down low and disrupted from behind with his stick what would have been a breakaway scoring opportunity for the Merrill Blue Jays. Nice defense. Under 2 minutes to play. At center ice, here's Michael Plaza. Back to the earlier thought, it's gotten a little chippy here. Merrill frustrated being down 3-0. Again, they come into this game off a win over Marshfield. And they've had a couple of plays, particularly trailing the where the puck is, that have not been called. And there's a high hit as the Evergreens look to retaliate. Derek Tomczyk just hit his man up high. Got a whistle, and the Blue Jays are offside. A stoppage with 1:32 left, second period. Again, the Evergreens now find themselves up 3-0. Goals from Yonke, Dively, and Brady Burrell. Evergreens hockey brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Faceoff comes just outside the blue line. Evergreens control, but they go back towards their own goal. Avery Allard. Allard circles, now ahead to Grant Dennis. Dennis is onside. Dennis, wow, he's taken down with a stick, and that's not called either. It's behind the net. Evergreens fight in, put it on goal. Alex Dengder, shot is wide, didn't have a particularly good angle there. Now it's into the corner. Another hit from behind along those boards. Evergreens get it free. Avery Allard puts it on goal, and it's covered up. 1:07 to play. Got to tell you, this intermission cannot come quickly enough. You'd like both teams to cool off a little bit. Face-off is going to come to Carlo Corbani's right. And the Evergreens are going to have Grant Dennis take the draw. Again, tomorrow night, join us for a DC Everest boys and girls basketball doubleheader. Boys play first, and then the DC Everest girls will be playing for a conference title against Wausau West.
1 minute remaining.
Boys game at 6 p.m., girls game at 8 o'clock. Come on out and cheer the girls on. See if they can hoist a banner at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Sent all the way down the ice, under a minute to play. Evergreens retreat. They'll have to rush the length. Avery Allard. Allard goes forward. Here comes a pass up to Grant Dennis. Dennis is onside. Carries into the corner. Now goes behind the net. Looks to center. Had Alex Dengder. Shot from close range. Goes off the blocker. High off over the plexiglass. Into the netting for a stoppage with 35 seconds to play. Michael Moe has not had to make nearly as many saves in his second period as he did in the first. In the first period, the Evergreens outshot the Blue Jays 11-6. And I would think that that stat has gotten more lopsided here in the second. Chris Babiarz takes the draw. Brady Burrell sent it into the corner. Now just a half minute to play. Puck comes back out to center ice. Evergreens send it back in. Avery Allard wraps it all the way around the net. In the corner, Brady Burrell is there for the Evergreens. Burrell checked off the puck. Dylan Heller for the Blue Jays. Now the puck is loose in front. Heller didn't clear, went cross ice, and the Evergreens another opportunity. Here's a shot from the corner, deflected in, and a score for the Evergreens. Michael Plaza sent it in, but I think someone else is going to get credit for the goal. That looked like it was deflected in front of the net. It was Plaza who started the sequence from these near boards. But there was so much traffic in front, that went off someone else. And the Evergreens have scored with 15 seconds left in the period and now find themselves up 4-0. If nothing else, Plaza gets an assist there.
Scoring the assist goal, number two, Avery Allard.
Avery Allard. And they're saying that that's going to be an unassisted goal. Again, it looked to me like it was Plaza who put that puck on net. Avery Allard gets the goal. Horn sounds as we drop the puck and we come to the end of the second period. What a good period for the Evergreens. They light the lamp four times and lead Merrill 4-0.
For the Blue Jays.
Wow, they're just announcing Carlo Crobani with 20 saves in the second period. That's 24 shots on goal for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. What a good second period. Michael Moe made only 3 saves during the period. We are going to preview our playoff hockey. Hockey playoffs begin next week. That's part of our second intermission break when we come back after this timeout. Evergreens 4, Merrill nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Back to you, Valentina South.